And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
What is the difference between inward sin and outward sin?
The difference in inward sin and outward sin is mainly one of perspective, and by that I mean man's perspective. Oftentimes, we humans will categorize sins in a certain way to make it easier for us to accept them. What do I mean by that? Sometimes we will take some sins that seem to us to be worse and we will consider them to be very large and particularly evil sins, while other things that the Bible calls sinful, man will sometimes call a small matter, something that is not that important. To us, they don't seem to be that bad. Therefore, we categorize them as small sins. What does the Bible teach us regarding sin, though? The Bible refers to the sin as missing the mark, that which transgresses the law of God, and it's that which separates mankind from God. We need to be very careful about creating certain classes of sins and considering some to be worse than others, because the Bible treats all sin as iniquity, as a transgression, as a separation between God and man. Since that's the way the Bible categorizes it, we need to be careful to do the same. In our question today, the question has been asked regarding inward sin and outward sin. I guess that mankind would usually consider an inward sin to be something that is done that is private, that is not easily seen by others. These may be considered sins of thought or sins of the mind, but they're never things that are actually put into action. However, an outward sin would be that which is easily visible, that can be seen by those around us and easily discerned. Oftentimes, we consider the outward sins to be the greater sins because they're the ones that we know about and the ones that might affect others. However, the inward sin can keep man away from God and thereby cause him to be lost, just like the outward sin can. As we said, it is a matter of perspective. Most of the time, an inward sin is considered that which only the person doing it and God knows about.
And therein lies the problem. We don't need to divide sins these ways, inward and outward sins, because God, according to 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7, looks at the heart of man. That means that the only perspective that really counts, that of God's, is one who can see all. And to him, all sins are open. Therefore, they're all visible. And we need to not fool ourselves into believing that some sins are hidden and secret when we know that God, the judge of all, can and does see them.